League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Fans have been looking up to Shakira forever, but this time, it's not a good thing.
Ooh. And Nicki Minaj's mom wants to make women conservatively sexy. Ah.
Plus, did a royal family member just play favors with Prince Harry? But first,
let's get this started!
In here. All right, y'all, Cardi B and Offset have a new mess to deal with, and I'm not talking about diapers. So Offset directed Cardi's Like What music video, and they shot it at a Beverly Hills mansion, but they didn't pay to rent the location. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, their team said an unnamed client wanted to shoot a TikTok video there, and the homeowner just waived the fee. But if he had known it was gonna be a Cardi B video, which has been viewed millions of times, he would have charged. So now the homeowner is suing them for about $35,000. For a Beverly Hills mansion, does that sound like a good deal, $35,000?
No, that's but that's not right.
That's not right, because he said it can be free, so it just needs to be free. You can't come back after the fact and want to charge because it made some money.
But he said it would be free for the TikTok video.
She is a TikTok. It is on TikTok.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Come on now, Brad.
Someone comes to you. I come up to you, and I'm like, Brad, I just need your house. I'm just going to make, like, a real short TikTok video. No big deal, no big deal. And then I'm there all day making a music video.
Well, you should have been paying attention. Then you should have came and shut it down or something.
And now you can charge more for this place because Cardi B was walking around half naked around the spot. Yeah. He's going to make that money back.
Think of the positives.
But, you know, this... I'm just looking. This has nothing to do with that, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Here we go. What?
Cardi B got the last body, and her husband still didn't want her.
Who said her husband didn't want her?
They divorced her.
Yeah, but that's not.
Yeah. That is not
she
why.
Just gave birth because her husband wanted her.
She's beautiful, and everybody know her body's banging. Don't do
I
that,
I've never
Gary.
Seen it like that.
Don't watch videos.
Based on the amount of kids, he wanted her at least three times.
Yeah, her body's been beautiful for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm about to go watch that TikTok video about 20 times tonight. All right. We all know Shakira's hips don't lie, but one fan was trying to get firsthand proof, y'all. Mm. So Shakira was previewing a new song at a nightclub LIV in Miami.
Live.
Okay, nightclub Live in Miami. And she danced on stage while the track was playing. There she is doing what she does best. Then she noticed that someone was apparently trying to film up her skirt. There you see the fingers pointing, and she cut the appearance short. The crowd was right there below her. So are you guys surprised this
That's
happened?
That's so trifling.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I mean, you got your butt all in people's face, or what you expect?
Shakira's got moves.
Yeah.
Her butt looks
like she made a whole song about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, she did handle that gracefully, you know what I mean?
I read a report somewhere that it might have been her talking to a member of, like, her social media team.
Oh, like, don't use that angle.
Yeah, like, if they're here like this and she already knows, like, oh, be careful, you know.
So have you ever been to Live?
I have not.
Yes, still spot.
I have.
Yeah.
We have.
Man, from Shakira to Cat Lady.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
Okay, well, Prince Harry turned 40 over the weekend, and it seems like he got a pretty sweet birthday present from his late great grandmother. Now, the Queen Mother, who was Queen Elizabeth's mother, put money in a trust for Harry and William way back when. Now, they got some of it when they turned 21, and they got the rest when they turned 40. Well, it seems that Harry is now getting about $10.5 million. And get this, reportedly, the Queen Mother left Harry more than William because William's gonna be king someday, and it'll take a lot for Harry to be king. So does it sound like she felt sorry for Harry? I mean, like, it's a sequence
of really bad things. A lot of really bad, yeah.
You're gonna be the Jack.
Right.
Well, that's a nice bag. That's nice of his grandmother.
I also appreciate her thinking of it like that, too.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. You can buy a Burger King.
Looking out for him just in case he didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. And he got good hair, too, compared to his brother.
That's right, he kept the hair.
Yeah.
He had a different dad.
Wait, no, he didn't.
One of these kids is doing their own thing. One of these kids is not the same.
one of these things and not like the other?
What's wrong with this picture? Oh, my God. Well, speaking of securing the bag, Nicki Minaj's mom, Carol Mirage, just started her own lingerie line, y'all. And when asked about it, she told the Jasmine brand, mature women are just throwing in the towel. So I want to do this mostly for the mature woman who needs to step up. They need to see how beautiful they really are. Mm. So here are some of the looks, y'all.
Okay. I like this.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Peaches.
Hello.
Girl, her mama needs to stop.
What, you don't like this? Wait, yeah. Well, you wouldn't like it, Gary.
No, yeah. But she's to say for the mature woman. Hell, that's for teenagers.
It's showing a lot. I thought it was going to be like more covered.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Mama Mirage.
Put it out there a little bit.
The website calls her collection conservatively sexy, but could y'all see your mama or your auntie rocking this, some of this stuff?
Hell no. No, ma'am.
Not honey. My mama or auntie, but maybe your auntie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got an aunt that might pull that off, but yeah.
A lot of good central there.
It's Tina sexy. Knowles would never do that.
Do these models have IG?
Yeah, right.
Girl.
Drop the link in the comments. Okay, all right.
So, I mean, what do y'all think Nicki thinks about this? You think she's like, you know, a co-founder in the whole project?
Nicki, mom's like, she designed all that. Hell,
not I think she's going to just support her mom no matter what she wants to do.
Absolutely.
Which is dope.
Well, I would support my mama doing that.
It looks good.
Mm. And the crazy thing, I don't even think it's mature wear, but if you show up in the bedroom wearing this, you're going to be a mom. Very soon. You know what I mean? You're going to be mature real soon.
My Lord.
All right, y'all know Ellen DeGeneres used to scare her guests on her talk show, right?
Yeah.
Well, Kelly and Mark might be taking over in that department.
No.
So Ashley Park was on live promoting her show Emily in Paris when her friend Josh Gad decided to give her a scare. Check this out.
All the time.
Ann Arbor's the best.
Yes. I think
it's one of the...
Oh, wow.
Josh!
You sent her to the floor.
Oh, my God.
He told us that you would enjoy that.
Listen, I'm awake now.
Bet he won't do that to Morgan Freeman.
No. Or Samuel Jackson.
No, absolutely not. Ashley and Josh know each other from the Broadway world where apparently this happens all the time. Do you think Josh needs to watch his back after this?
Yeah. I don't think she'll be able to scare him as good as he scared her, though. She really jumped out of that chair.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it. Like, it's an after effect. Like, she jumped there, then she...
That she's hitting it and then now.
Right, it's a few second delay, like.
The old folks would say she's not living right, because.
She's not, why?
Because she got scared. If you're living right, you wouldn't get scared.
No, you get scared
like
all the time. Hold on. All right, I just knew. All right.
No, Gary does startle easily. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can see you reacting the same way that lady did.
Yes.
And it's been for way less stuff than that.
Yes, and he'll need his medicine, want to go to the doctor, and all kind of things happen. Ciao.
Bitch.
Anyway, up next, y'all, was Eve discouraged by a big star? Uh-huh. Was Eve discouraged by a big star back in the day? Find out who and why after the break.
A star back?
A star back?
What did it say?
Is that like a linebacker?
Yeah. It didn't say star back though, huh?
A star back
in the day.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Okay, now Eve's memoir, Who's That Girl, just came out, and she's sharing moments that shaped her career. Now, her first album, Let There Be Eve, Rough Riders First Lady, dropped in 1999. And in an interview with The Times, she said Jay-Z congratulated her, but also warned her not to get her hopes up high because female rappers don't really do that well. But in another interview, she clarified that it wasn't malicious. He was just trying to be realistic and didn't want her to expect too much. Well, that album went double platinum. So you think he motivated her by saying that? Or you think he crushed her dream just a little bit?
I just think he was looking out for her so she wouldn't have too high of expectations. So if it didn't do what she wanted it to do, you know, she wouldn't be so let down. Jermaine Dupri told me the same thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, in this era, girls don't really go platinum. You know, he was like, but they go gold. You know, Light went gold, and Light was my favorite rapper. But then I became the first female rapper to ever go platinum to sell a million records.
Oh, so. Talk that talk,
just,
sis.
Just in case y'all forgot. Yeah. Do you say that? I would imagine young female rappers reach out to you all the time. Do you say that to them?
Nah, it's different now.
Yeah.
I mean, the standards are set really high now after, like, you know, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. You can go as high as Lil' Kim. You can go out as high as you want to go. Mm. There are no limits.
There it is.
Well, speaking of autobiographies, Connie Chung also has a new one out, y'all. And it's called Connie, A Memoir.
Oh.
How original. So Maury's wife stopped by the Today Show to promote it and check out what she revealed.
You know, Hoda and Savannah, I have a strain of weed named after me.
Weed?
Connie, I gotta tell you, I didn't think we were going
we did
this
not
direction.
See that coming.
I can't help it. Because I'm easy to grow. I'm low maintenance.
Connie, we'll have
what you're having.
So did anybody think Connie would ever have her own strain and y'all think she burned it down a little bit?
I'm not sure she might not have been on her own strain right there.
A gummy at least.
But I loved Connie Chung when she was a reporter, though. She was really a good reporter. I just love watching her.
The people you expect the least that, like, really jump out there in the marijuana space and do extremely well because the stigmas are being lifted on it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it for pain management, you know, just to take the edge off after a long day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hope she, enlightens some people.
You think she's telling the truth? That she got her own weed?
Yeah, she got her own strain.
Yeah, you can't just jump out there and say that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
She gonna sell some joints after this too.
Do you think is it called that Cheech and Chung? Like what's
probably
she called?
The Connie Chung special.
Get some of this Kia.
I would like a strand. That would be good.
What would you call yours?
Smoking that.
Your neck got it. You got to do that. You got to do the chicken neck. Yeah,
wow. His blunts are laced.
Don't do it.
How I ended up at the freak off.
No head crack. No.
All right, y'all. Guys, we all love Steve Urkel from Family Matters, right?
Yes,
everyone.
Yes.
Iconic. But Jaleel White just made a surprising revelation at 90s Con in Florida. He shared that that speaking in that iconic high nasally tone for the character actually damaged his real voice. He said, I spoke to a doctor, and what happened is during puberty, I spoke at the same pitch for extended periods of time. If the pitch had been going all over the place, I wouldn't have damaged it quite as much. So it sounds like we're pretty lucky that he made that sacrifice for us there, yeah?
Yeah.
He sounds fine now.
He sounds good now.
Thank you. So, you got a new wife.
I was reading all about this. He's got like a book coming out this fall, and part of, so he's like, you know, doing more, a little more press and whatnot.
And he sounded fine on Family Matters when he switched from Urkel to the other
Stephon.
Yep. I think he had to work with a doctor during that period of time.
Oh, wow.
He had a weed strain too.
He did, that purple Urkel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, purple Urkel, see what I'm saying? Everybody got one.
He's making it work.
Come on now.
Thank you for paying the cost to be the boss, Jaleel.
There it is.
Like, did I do that?
Up next, Jason Kelce plus a topless fan equals a recipe for disaster.
Okay.
But not how you think. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Earlier this week, Jason Kelce celebrated his former team, the Eagles, taking on the Falcons. But unfortunately, the celebration went awry. Ooh. Apparently, when going in for an epic chest bump, superfan Ron Dunphy injured his knee. Check out what happened immediately after the chest bump.
Give me one, Dunphy. Come on, I got it. I gotta get this. Come on.
This is a lot of testosterone right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh. Oh, oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, the big man is limping.
He landed his big ass on his leg wrong.
Dang.
Oh, wow. So Ron confirmed he indeed injured his knee by tweeting, F my whole knee up. So worth it. LMAO. Guys, is this worth it? Is a chest bump with your favorite NFL player worth a knee injury?
How do you hurt your knee from your chair?
Because when he landed, his ass, 300 pounds, self back on that leg.
Yeah, you can tell by his physique, he ain't really like flexible or durable.
Yeah, that man's not built for getting off the ground.
He jumped too high. Yeah. Them knees cracked. Them ankles cracked.
All those tendons inside there go, ah!
Oh my God. Yeah, the shocks on them knees is no good, you know, after a certain point.
Wow.
Should
is that
sue?
Santa on stage?
Yeah. Also, if he's a super fan, you can bet there was a certain amount of involved. Like, he probably had a couple beers.
Couple drinks, absolutely. Yeah.
What's the male version of White Claw? Michelob?
Oh, definitely,
He's probably on that Michelob.
White Claw?
Yeah. You know, like
the seltzer drink that ladies drink?
Oh, wow.
You never had a White Claw?
No.
What about a Michelob Ultra? No?
Greg, don't let them put all that cheap stuff on you. To make you cheap,
Michelob Ultra has commercials. It ain't cheap.
Michelob Ultra is the beer for
it's
athletic
a
people.
Beer, yeah. Moving on. Well, in case you haven't heard, popular IG influencer Brittany Renner has completely changed her lifestyle since finding Allah. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Brittany, she was known for dressing very provocative and promoting a very liberal and sexually liberated lifestyle. Right. She's also known for having a baby with NBA star PJ Washington, who is 8 years younger than her. Now, spiritual enlightenment is great, right? But there's a problem. So since Brittany has found religion, she doesn't know how she's going to be able to afford and provide for her kid. Check this out.
What?
I've gone through a lot of changes internally. And as a result, my outer world has completely crumbled. Woo! Wow. Leaving me incredibly uncertain in just about every area. In my life, I have no idea where I'm going to live or how I'm going to provide for my son.
Now, Brittany does receive a few $1,000s a month in child support from PJ, but, you know, do you have any tips or suggestions on how Brittany can earn money to pay her bills?
She can make a lot of money. All the damn pastors out there that mess with the parishioners.
And the thing is, you know, it'll be easy for her to go back to do what she was doing to make money. However, she's trying to make a transformative and spiritual change, which is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy for her.
There's always a job.
If I saw her selling bean pies, I'd buy every last one she had. Every last one.
All right, y'all. Up next, one very brave 8-year-old risked it all just for a trip to Target. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for
Dizzy Dish Coming.
Y'all, one little 8-year-old has risked it all just for a day at Target, darling. Apparently, the child was reported missing only to be found shopping at Target after driving herself there. Mm. She drove 10 miles on busy roads, striking a mailbox before safely arriving at the store, y'all. And when asked about finding the little girl, police told the press, she's now home safe. Not sure what she bought or if she was even able to use her Target app to save 5%. We did let her finish her Frappuccino. We're not mean. This little 8-year-old was having a Frappuccino, y'all. Mm. So what do y'all think of this 8-year-old driving herself to Target, shopping, having a Frappuccino?
But I'm honestly impressed. Like, to go 10 miles and only hit a mailbox, that's pretty solid.
That is.
Yo, I saw Emmanuel Lewis. Like, we went to an event together, right? And he got out of this big old truck. And if he could do it, so she can.
How old were y'all when you learned to drive?
16.
16?
Probably 9.
I was definitely driving.
Yeah, maybe like
around
10,
12.
11, yeah.
Oh.
I was learning to shift gears.
Oh, yeah, I was grown.
Yeah, my mom taught me how to.
Yeah, I would drive, you know, I'd drive just for short runs, like, store real quick.
So excited to go.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yo, you so focused.
Yeah.
All up on the steering wheel, all close.
Never been more proud of yourself.
Well, honey, no need to steal a car to join us for fun. Join us every day from the comfort of your own home, honey, for the hottest celebrity tea. Toodles.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.